We have concluded Simin Lamed Beis. We're up to Lamed Gimel in the Halachas of Tefillin. These are talking about certain Halachas with regard to the Tefillin and the Ritzuas. We will be learning the first two Se'ifim, and let's begin. In this Kalkal Or Shel Shnei Batim Ibatei HaRosh Zeh Eitzel Zeh. The case is that of the four Batim of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, two of them tore. So the Halach is if they're one next to the other. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if these are old tefillin, psulim, they are pasul. Vimem chadashim ksherim, and if they're new ones, then they're kasher. This shita, this is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, is that if these are old tefillin and they tore, then that's a sign that the tefillin are old and disintegrating, and as a result of it, they'll be pasul. What do we consider chadashim? Kolzman she'or moshev habotim kayim, so long as first of all the base of it is solid, is good, and we'll see a little more. Says the Rama, gam habatim tzrichli as kayamim el shenikru k'tzas, and it's also got to be that the batim are completely whole, just that they tore a little bit. But if they're disintegrating, everyone's going to hold that they're puzzle. You need four batim. Now, the Mishnah Brewer brings down from the Beis Yosef that these tears are on the inside of the batim. Meaning, we are not talking about where the outside of the bias actually tore. That's definitely possible until you repair it. What we're talking about is if between the batim you get a tear. So the halach is if it's two of them next to each other. So if the tefillin are new, it's kosher. If the tefillin are old, then it's possible. V'yesha omrim, says the Rama now, v'yesha omrim lehefach. This is the sheet of Rashi and the Rush, that it's quite the opposite. And that is, b'yishonim ksherim, if they're old, then it's kosher, b'chadashim sulim. New tefillin that tear, they must be inferior tefillin. You must have gotten yourself inferior tefillin, because otherwise they're not supposed to be tearing. V'nirali the yeshlachmir lifsol b'shnehem, the Rama says, to be machmir for both sheetas, which means, whether they're new, whether they're old. The halachi is that if you have two next to each other that tear, they are pasul. Now, the Mechaber, going back on his shita, that if they're new, they're kosher, even though they tore, he says, ve'elu eina chadashim, what's considered new? Kol zman shem ho yumoshchen olsem b'ritzuas habayis mispashet v'niftach. That if you pull them with the ritzuas, the batim would spread and would actually open up. That's called chadash. Im eino niftach nikra yashan. Whereas if it's not springy anymore, then it's considered old. Now the Mishnah Brewer brings down that without tefillin it generally doesn't work this way anyway. And lahalach lamaisa, it doesn't make that much of a difference because the Rama says that we're machmir in either case. Let's say it's not two that tore next to each other, but it was the first one and the third one. Ksher mafilu hem yishanim. There it's kosher, even if they're old. V'im niskalkulu gimel batim b'cholin yim psulim. And three, no matter what, they will end up being puzzle. In other words, even if you're going to say that we'll follow one of the two sheetis there, that whether it be only old ones or only new ones, if two next to each other tear, they're kosher. If you have three that tear, the halach is that these tefillin are considered puzzle. Siv beis. Im nifziku tefiros hatefillin. What happens if the batim are whole, but the sewing, the gidin, end up snapping? So here we have a machlokas rishonim. So first of all, the Mishnah Brura adds a shitas or rishonim that we don't see discussed openly in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's important to get the shitas straight. According to Rov Poskim, Mishnah Brura says, according to Rov Poskim, the halachi is that if two of the stitches, you have three on each side, if two of them tore, the halachi is that it's kosher. If three of them tore, it is pasul, and you cannot fix them. But if two tear, it's kosher. If three tear, it's pasul, and you can't even fix it. That's what most poskim hold. The Rambam shita, though, is that if you have two stitches next to each other that tear, the halachi is it's pasul, but we would differentiate between old tefillin and new tefillin. So let's see this inside. Im nifziku tefiros hatefillin. Laha Rambam. Im hayu shtei atfiras zo betzad zo, if you're dealing with two stitches next to each other, o shenifzegu gimel tfiras, or three, even if they're not next to each other, afilu zo shelo kenegad zo, harei elu psulin. Bamed dvarim amurim biyishanim. This is the Rambam, the same Rambam that we had previously. The Rambam holds that if they're old, then it's worse because it's a sign that they're falling apart already. Aval b'chadashim kolzman sh'or moshe batim kayim ksherim. So long as the actual titura, the top of the tefillin, the base is whole. That means the base, meaning both sides of the base, the top and bottom. The halacha is that it is kosher. The Eluin Chadashim Kol Shalos and Mikzas Or Shenikra Tforo V'Tolim Bo Atfilin V'Chazak Veino Nifsak, and it's considered new so long as you take the part that the part of the leather, means of the bias itself, where the thread tore, and you can hold the whole tefillin up by it, and the or is not going to tear. Vim Ein Roy Litlos Bo Eluhu Nifsak Reli Yeshanis. Whereas if it will tear, that's considered Yeshanis. Now this is the Rambam Shita, that if you have two tefiris next to each other or three that tear, the halacha is that it is pasul. Remember, according to Rov Rishon, if only two tear, the halacha is that it's kasher. The Rambam, who says it's pasul, says that that's only if they're yeshanim, if they're chadashim, it is kasher. Says the Rambam, v'yesh omrim v'chadashim psulim uv'yeshanim ksherim. There are those who turn it around. Now, who is this yesh omrim? This is taking the Rambam Shita that when two of the stitches tear when they're next to each other, they're pasul. He said only by Yeshanim. It's taking what we learned in the previous halacha where two of the batim tear and saying the same way that there, according to the other Rishonim, we say that the Chadashim are the problematic ones and not the Yeshanim. The same would be here. But all of this, the Mechaber and the Ramah, are both in the Shita of the Rambam. According to Rov Rishonim, if two tear, it's not possible. Says the Rama now, V'tov lochosh l'shtei asfaris, kei nirali. You should be machmer for both. What's the halacha b'di'eved? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if two of them tear, b'di'eved, you can use it and make a bracha. Because Rov Rishonim hold that if two stitches next to each other tear, it is not possible. What happens if three tore? So if three tore, the truth of the matter is that b'di'eved, you should wear it anyway. Why? Don't we say that everybody holds that once three tear, it's pasul? But the Rambam holds that it's only pasul if they're old. The Rama brought that other day that they're only pasul if they're new. So if three stitches tear, even though according to Rov Rishonim it's pasul, according to the Rambam, it's only possible if they're new, and some hold it's or if it's only possible if they're old, and some say it's only possible if they're new. So no matter what, you always have someone to rely on. Even though three tour, you have someone to rely on. If they're old, well, there are those who say it's only possible if they're new. If they're new, it's because some say it's only possible if they're old. But you shouldn't make a bracha, since Rov Rishonim hold that when three tear it's possible, we don't even rely on the Rambam Shita, and that is that you could not make a bracha then. So if two tear, you can make a bracha. If three tear, then one could not make a bracha. Now, the Bir Halacha deals with an issue that is very important. We learned that there's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai of Ribua, that everything around those tefillin have to be square, including the sewing, the tefiris. The tefiris also need Ribua. So he asks, if the tefiris tear, where's your Ribua? It's not square anymore. You're missing it. So he says, we've got to say that the corner ones are still there, and it's only somewhere in the middle that they tore. Somewhere in the middle they tore, but the corner ones are still square. And that's called, you still have ribua. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when you look at the Lashon of the Mechaber, which actually comes from the Rambam, the Mechaber said that if the tchut ha-tfirah tears, it's kosher, but he gave us a condition. And that is, she'or moshev habatim kayim, that the base of it is still kayim. Now, the actual words of the Rambam are pnei tavlo kayemis. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, this is puzzling. We're talking about the chut ha-tfira. Why does the Rambam have to tell us, yeah, but the base of the tefillin have to still be there? It's the chut ha-tfira that tore. Who said that the base tore? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it may be that the Rambam, when he says pnei ha-tavlo, never meant the base of your tefillin. What the Rambam really meant was that the corners are still whole, so you have ribua. So the Mishnah Berurah has a tzant to say that what it really means then is that the four-corner tefiras are always there, and the ones that Torah would only have to be somewhere in the middle. The middle one, if you did three on each side, and if you did more than three on each side, then the middle ones that could have torn. And this way you still have the ribu, and therefore it's still kosher.